symbol rate 20770. Thank you for listening.
The same thing. This is the violation of federal law, but nothing's ever done to federal officials who violate the federal law. It's only other people. So, I mean, we can never trust the government with information on the individual, because I'm sure they all have enemy lists. The people that certainly oppose their policies will come under increasing scrutiny. I know I've had, well, we'll be back in just a moment here.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks $20. Trigger finger gloves $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly Todd is talking about, I mean, Tom is talking about what's going on today. It's certainly the government scrutiny of the individuals. He was saying he was just at an airport, And he saw some fellow who had just gone through the ridiculous scrutiny they have. As we go for airport security, we have to take off your shoes because you might be a shoe bomber. Or you have to take off your belt because you might have some sort of an explosive device in your belt. You have to take off your coat. You have to, of course, I always get checked because I have two artificial hips, metallic hips. But they go over the people. And yet, of course, if there's really a threat of terrorism, why have they refused to close our borders? Why have they refused to allow our pilots to be armed? Why have there been any serious terrorist attacks in the United States in 8 long years? But you go ahead, Doug. What actually happened when you saw this fellow coming after having had to take his belt off there going through because there might be an explosive device in the belt?
Well, he said exactly what I just cannot believe Americans say this. He said, after going through all of that, smile on his face.
Was a serious threat of terrorism, they would have closed our border immediately after the 9/11 attack, and they steadfastly for 8 years have refused to either build, complete the fence, or to get a secure border. This could not have happened simply by accident.
No. And that's the one thing that they, of all the arguments, of all the things going on, that they absolutely refuse to do. And what they've come up with E-Verify and with Real ID, the government doesn't want to do its job, so let's make business the first line of defense, because after all, it's those jobs that are bringing all the illegals here. It's not the free health care, it's not the free education, all the other freebies that come out of the government, the chance to go to college for nothing, and get Social Security for nothing. It's the jobs. That's what's driving them all here. And so businesses, people who are stupid enough to start their own business, not only have to be the nation's tax collector now they have to be the first line of defense against illegal immigration. Meanwhile, the borders are open, total sieve, all that swine flu scare of a month or so ago, people were walking around with masks over their face to protect them, and Mexico was infested, supposedly, but they didn't shut the border then either, They have no intention of shutting the border. That is not going to happen. And, this is not about illegal immigration. It never has been about illegal immigration. It is about a total surveillance society so that they can clock where every single American is. And that is the bottom line to it, and there's nothing else to it.
I agree with you totally, Tom. People have to understand it's all about monitoring the public and, of course, keeping dossiers on the public, and they do keep dossiers on the public. I've seen my own dossier from the FBI with dozens of pages all blacked out in the name of national security. My crime? I'm a patriot. I've always wanted to try to save America from the all-powerful centralized government that every communist works for, and it looks like we're going there in a real hurry. But go ahead, Tom. So where do we stand as far as the legislation is concerned? Are they going to get this through? Now, they had the Real ID Act, and then a lot of the states said they wouldn't go along with it. Now they've come up with a new bill called the Pass ID Act. What's the difference? And, of course, what's going to happen?
Now, the PASS Act is Senate Bill 1261, and this is a real interesting flim-flam that's going on here. We've had, 35 states or so that have stood up and said they will not comply to Real ID. They realized what a total invasion this was, and some states do it because they have rejected it because it's too expensive or they can't comply to it. Other ones proudly have stood up and said, we're not going to comply to this because this is a violation of American rights. And when we protested, when the battle got to that point, the Department of Homeland Security realized that they had lost. And so they did what all good totalitarians do. They changed the game. They said, since Americans don't want real ID, we're going to get it repealed. And immediately they created the PASS Act. And this was very interesting. Back at the end of June, this thing was introduced. And the first word we had, it had only been in the hopper about 2 weeks, and they were moving on a fast track to get this thing through committee and on the floor of the Senate right after the July 4th recess. And they intended to pass it right then and there. This was to repeal the Real ID and answer all the problems and make it better. So the fact of the matter is the PASS Act did not repeal Real ID. It supplements it. It makes it worse. It contains requirements for digital face image and photographs on the driver's licenses, just like Real ID. It mandates that it be compatible with international facial recognition databases. This is the key to it, international recognition databases. They have to be compliant to UN organizations. And that was the same in the Real ID. There's two international agencies, the United Nations International Civil Aviation Organization and the American Association of Motor Vehicle Administrators, which is not an American organization. It's an international organization. These are the guys who are setting the standards. And again, this is in the PASS Act. So, the PASS Act does not get rid of Real ID. They found a few little flaws in Real ID to make it stronger in this one, and the Department of Homeland Security is pushing that. So,
and, of course, what they're doing is they're using the diversion of the Kevorkian health care bill. Some people call it the Obama health care bill. I call it the Kevorkian bill. And they're using, of course, one or two other issues to focus our attention, certainly the collapse of our economy and all the games that they play. And, of course, the cap and trade bill. But this other is so vitally important. This is part of a worldwide movement. This is not just here in the United States. They've hired an American company to go to India and to develop ID cards for everyone in India. And they're doing this all throughout the world, just exactly as the GPS localizer that they're using to for every home in the United States. Every home is being tracked by this, so according to the Census Bureau. Oh, yes, we have to have a census to count the people, but why do they have to have a GPS localizer on our homes, not only here in the United States, but throughout the world? Tom, people don't understand. This is an international program to control every and monitor every human being in the world. And they have our pictures. They've developed a technique by which they can identify people any place in the world with computers, and the average individual doesn't know that they've stolen the pictures or purchased them from the State Department motor vehicles. They've done everything they could to conceal the truth from the American people about what they're up to, haven't they? And if they're concealing the truth from the American people, how can we trust them?
Absolutely. And they, as you said, they've taken your photograph. When you get a photo taken at the DMV, you've heard probably headlines where they said, don't smile when you have your photograph taken. It's not because they want you to be dour. It's because when you smile, you distort your facial features. And they take your face, a picture of your face, and they break it down into a digital code. And that's what goes into the databanks, these international databanks. Now, with all these closed-circuit television cameras everywhere, they have software that can correspond with those. You can be walking down the street in any nation in the world, in any city that has these cameras, and they can lock into this database and they can tell who you are. More importantly, the Department of Homeland Security has come up with what they called Project Hostile Intent. That was the original name of it. They've now changed the name to Future Attribute Screening Technologies, or FAST. The FAST program is a computer software program that can assess whether or not a person is more or less likely to be to present a threat. And what they do is they read your facial features, they read how you walk or even how you dress, and now they're working on sensors to be put up in certain public places that can monitor your sweat. In any case, these things can, if any of this pops up, then it comes back to the headquarters and it says that person you're watching could be a threat. Now, anywhere in the world, a policeman can come up and detain you. For that reason, there is no due process. Your rights are completely violated simply because of the way you dress or you sweat. And this is intimidation. It is control by intimidation, not due process, not law, And this makes people not want to do things. For example, they're monitoring the tea parties that people are attending everywhere. If they use this kind of software, people will be afraid to go to those tea parties, afraid to speak out, afraid to protest what the government is doing, and they have now gotten you where they want you to be, where you are compliant and not a problem to them.
And you have to ask, who are they? They are the people who want an authoritarian world government. They are the globalists who have, of course, taken away our tariffs and actually financed corporations to encourage them to move overseas and take the jobs and the wealth and the manufacturing of America to other countries. They are the people who do not believe in American sovereignty. They are the ones who believe in a world government and a one-world financial system, and a one-world monitoring system, and a one-world currency. Yes, and the destruction of Christianity and a one-world religion. And then, of course, the next step will be a one-world ruler. And that has been, and they've been working at this for hundreds of years. And, of course, they're using the wealth and the military of the United States to bring this about. It is America that is the major financier for this whole movement. For one world government, that's why we have our troops in over 130 nations and bases in over 700. Tom, you go right ahead.
All right. Well, to add to that, Representative Charles Key from Oklahoma just returned from China. And one of the things that they had them doing over there, these several representatives were there, they were giving them some workshops on what they're doing with some of this facial recognition and you know, the technology that we're talking about here. And he said that they showed them a there was a United States company there, and he showed them a the Real ID Solutions ID. It was what their ID card would look like. And also on there, on top of everything else we've talked about, it showed in this sample a person's race and their political party listed right on the front of their driver's license. Now, you know, there's a reason that we have voting booths that others are not allowed to see how we vote. Now they want to put it right on the front of your driver's license. You know, this all goes back to that report from the Department of Homeland Security on right-wing extremism. And I think this is what brings the whole thing together. You know, why are they collecting all this information? You have to connect the dots to all that. Here you have this report that comes out that says right-wing extremists are a potential terrorist threat. And what are right-wing extremists? We're talking about people who believe in the Constitution and say so, who are concerned about the economy, are critical of the Obama administration, are they're opposed to abortion. They're opposed to illegal immigration. They support the right to keep and bear arms. All of these kinds of things were actually quoted in this report from the Department of Homeland Security. And and the other thing is that Janet Napolitano, who is the head of the Department of Homeland Security, made the comment in a German publication that they were no longer going to use the term terrorist or terrorism when they were talking about Islamic terrorists. They were going to use the term man-caused disasters. Well, and the funny thing is, no longer are we calling the terrorists who were supposed to be fighting terrorists, we call them man-caused disasters, but we do openly in these reports call people who voted for Ron Paul and Chuck Baldwin and Bob Barr terrorists. I think that's very interesting in that the one time they make it sound like we're just going to be loving and caring and not worry, not use these horrible labels, but of course we're going to use them for these right-wing extremists. It's important to know that they're looking at us, those people who believe in those things, as a potential threat, and when they label you that, when they put, as you said, put those dossiers together, when they have these cameras, when you're walking down the street and the camera can look at you and see you're walking in a way that they don't agree with, or you have a facial expression they don't agree with, then they look up the dossier and say, oh, one of those right-wing extremists. then you see where all this starts to go, step by step by step. And people who don't get that, don't understand that, a friend of mine, Dr. Ed Berry from up in Montana, made the comment in respect to this kind of thing, is that we're partying on the train to Auschwitz. We're ignoring all the danger signs all around us. That's what we're doing, and I think that's a very apt description of it.
I think that's a wonderful term. I hope I can utilize the same thing.
I stole it from him, so go ahead.
The American people have to realize freedom. We're losing our freedom today. We'll be right back. And this is Dr. Stan. Our guest, of course, is Tom DeWeese. And, of course, we're talking about the fact that we're losing our freedom. Tom used a wonderful phrase. I think it's probably something that we all ought to start thinking about. The American people are partying on the train to Auschwitz. The American people are partying on the train to Auschwitz. There really are detention camps in America. They really do have satellites that can spy on the American people. Of course, we built those, supposedly, so we could monitor those wicked communists in Russia. But now why we're using them to monitor the American people? We've developed all this elaborate technology to protect us from the wicked terrorists, but of course, we're really not trying to stop the terrorists. What we're concerned about is the people who talk about the Constitution, who believe in individual freedom, and they become the enemies of those people who are in positions of power today. They have developed actually software for cell phones so that you don't know whether the software is installed, but if it's installed in your cell phone, why, they can listen to your conversation even when the cell phone is off. They can track your location even when the cell phone is off. If you have GPS and you're in the global positioning satellite monitoring in your car, they can track you. But do you realize, of course, they're putting out all this money for cash for clunkers? And, of course, oh, my goodness, we want to get all those gas guzzlers off the road. Well, if they're really concerned about fuel, why are they putting out, I think, almost $500,000 a month for Nancy Pelosi so she can have her own 757 flying back and forth from Washington, D.C. every week, so when she comes home, I think it's 60,000 gallons of fuel Nancy burns every week. But be that as it may, of course, now they're going to get these older cars off the road, but they don't have computers in them. And all the new cars are run by computers that can be automatically turned off, certainly electronically from a distance. And the average person doesn't understand that. I wonder if maybe that has anything to do with the fact they're giving billions of dollars to get rid of the older cars that they can't control or monitor so regularly. Go right ahead, Tom.
Yeah, I think that's a very valid point. I have looked at that program from a different standpoint because I believe that they're doing it because of sustainable development, and you know, getting rid of cars anyway is the number one goal of that.
Well, I think before Nancy, how can she justify supporting sustainable development when she has her own 757 we pay for, and brings her back and forth to Washington, D.C. every single week at the cost of about $500,000 a month?
Well, of course, you see, that's necessary because she's important.
Well, there really is this elitist attitude on the part of the people in Washington, D.C. But go right ahead.
Yeah. But, I keep going back to these reports because all of this stuff is so tied in together. And you know that there was such an uproar over the Missouri report, the MEAC report there from the state of Missouri. And
you probably have to tell our listeners about that. They may not remember what it was.
Yeah, it's been a while since that happened. But back, in March, I think, April, that this report came out of the department or the Missouri Fusion Center there.
Homeland Security Fusion Center, right.
Yeah, these fusion centers have been set up in every single state. And the idea is that federal, state, and local officials will work, law enforcement officials will work elbow to elbow, and that's just a way to protect us from terrorism. They will, that way they can respond immediately to any kind of a problem with all the authorities that they need.
But isn't that the one, though, that said that, you know, the real terrorist threat were the people who voted for Chuck Baldwin and Congressman Ron Paul, both who believe in the Constitution?
Yeah, that's what they've come out with. They targeted people who believe in the Constitution as the potential terrorists. This is what the fusion centers did. You know, the heck with the guys, you know, who are wearing, you know, who are Muslims, who are you know, coming at us and saying they hate us. Forget that. This is about Americans who are giving the government a rough time. And so they come out with this report. It's called the MEAC report. And they specifically said in there that Chuck Baldwin and Ron Paul and Bob Barr, people who voted for them, are potential threats to security, plus people who are in the NRA and so on and so forth.
And basically what you have to understand is they don't want any opposition to the dictatorship that's coming. When you realize that these people really are energized by the same spiritual force that energized the Nazi movement that killed, I don't know, well, we know they killed 6 million Jews and 12 million others, and then how many people died in the wars that they created. There really are people in America today who believe in population control. People like, certainly Jacques Cousteau talked about the necessity of eliminating 350,000 people a day. And the reason you've never heard that is because they don't want you to know. They're really thinking about doing something just like that. A total application of evil in America. Well, Tom, you go right ahead there. And here I'm talking too much because I really want to hear what you have to say. Go right ahead.
No, that's fine. Again, we go back to this MEAC report. And there was such an uproar when this came out, rightfully so. And as we heard at the Freedom 21 conference, the activists that went after the governor on this, and eventually he kind of maybe sort of rescinded it. He really didn't. That stands. But then right behind that, the Department of Homeland Security puts out its own report on right-wing extremists, and it comes out saying basically the same thing. Now, the reason I bring this up is that in both cases, there was great uproar by people, and in both cases, in this case, Janet Napolitano came out and said, yeah, I'm kind of sorry, but I'm not. Basically, her apology was, well, people who think that it meant what we said it meant, that it was targeting conservatives, they just can't read. That's basically what her apology was. I'm sorry you can't read because that's not what we meant. Well, I've got a copy of the report. I'm sure you do, and that's absolutely what it said, and there's no question about it. Well, then about 3 weeks after those came out, if you remember, I mean, first of all, we had a doctor who ran an abortion clinic was killed. And then we had an attack at the Holocaust Museum here in Washington, D.C., that supposedly was by a right-wing extremist. And the next day, after that was done, I started watching the newspapers. The Washington Times, which is supposed to be the conservative paper in Washington, did a sidebar article about the attack that said, even before Wednesday's fatal shooting of a security guard, reportedly by a white supremacist at the U.S. Holocaust Memorial Museum, right-wing extremists have come under increased scrutiny. So here it was. They put out the report, big uproar about it, they're on the run about it. Suddenly we have these two attacks, and the newspapers start reporting, of course, we were warned about these crazy people. And that's how it works. They justify the report and, these attacks. I don't know. In both cases, these people who made these attacks were not anybody I know, anybody I deal with, anybody I know does not advocate violence in any way, shape, or form. But I would not be surprised to find out that one or two of those attacks were orchestrated to fit perfectly with what they wanted.
Hold that thought for just a moment, Tom. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and of course Tom DeWeese is talking about the fact that the government has put out these reports. One came out of Missouri, out of the Fusion Center in Missouri, where, of course, the fusion, you get the state, federal, and local authorities all working together to protect us from the wicked terrorists. But the wicked terrorists suddenly are not the Muslims. They're the people who believe in the Constitution, who are concerned about the centralization of power with government. And then, of course, we have a couple of acts of violence. Somebody shoots up the Holocaust Museum. Somebody kills an abortionist, and suddenly all, of course, conservatives and constitutionalists are suspected terrorists, and they're going to have to be monitored to protect America from the threat of those people who believe in the Constitution. Well, before we go on, Tom, I'd like you to go ahead and get out your telephone number, get out your website for the American Policy Center, and certainly how people can get your information. I want to tell you that Tom's information is excellent, so go ahead.
Thank you. We put out a monthly newsletter called the DeWeese Report. It's now available online as well as the usual printed copy, and you can get that at our website, AmericanPolicy.org. Either way, you can get it there. We also have our action alert system we call Sledgehammer, which is it comes out whenever there's something hot happening on Capitol Hill. We send it free. We send it out by email, and all you have to do is just go on the site. You can sign up for it there. Give us your email address, and you'll begin to receive these reports. And we focused on the American Policy Center is property rights, privacy rights, education, national sovereignty. We've been after the UN and its treaties and its issues for a long time, and we believe all these things come down from on high. All the issues we're fighting are interconnected with those, and we work to expose those things. So you can see the articles. We've got about a 15-year archive on our website. You can see how we've learned things as they've gone along, and we started recording back in the beginning, so you can really see a history there. If you don't have a computer, don't want to go on the website, want to get a copy of the newsletter, you can give us a call. We're in Warrenton, Virginia. Our number is 540-341-8911. That's 540-341-8911. One of my ladies answers the phone. Just tell them you want a copy of the DeWeese Report, and they'll send it right out to you.
All right. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you've got a question for Tom, if you share his concern about what's happening, we're moving towards total government control over the lives of the American people, total control over their health care, total control over their energy consumption, control over your automobiles, control over our educational system, control, total control, as they have in any Marxist country. And of course, this thing doesn't work. As these things begin to collapse, what's the answer? More government control. Do you care about freedom? Do you care about the Constitution? Are you perhaps fearful to speak out? Because, after all, they may be monitoring your telephone calls, which, incidentally, they are, through Project Echelon. But you can track that and determine if I'm telling you the truth. Go up on the Internet and look up Project Echelon. That's an NSA program, the most powerful of all the security agencies, also known as No Such Agency, NSA, because even many people in Washington, D.C. have never heard of this most powerful and largest of the intelligence gathering agencies. Why don't we hear about it? Because we're not supposed to. After all, we have freedom of the press here, and freedom of the press means you can suppress anything you want to if you own the press. Well, give us a call if you have a question, comment, you agree or disagree. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Tom, what's going to happen with the ID pass law?
Well, as I started to say, they had it on a very fast track, and they thought they were going to just bowl right over us back in July. Well, it's now the second half of August, and they haven't done that yet. That's because they met so much opposition. And what we're going to try to do is just keep that opposition coming, just like we did with Real ID, and try to stop it. So it's important that people call their legislators and tell them that they're opposed to the PASS Act, in the Senate. It's S-1261. I'll be honest with you, I'm not sure. I don't think it's been introduced in the House yet. I may be wrong about that, but I don't have that information. But it has been introduced in the Senate, and we've got a good chance of stopping it there. If we keep the pressure up. And
I think people have to understand that government officials lie. I mean, this is what Mark Twain talked about, 120 years ago. The only permitted criminal class we have in the United States is Congress. I mean, as he said, you can teach a flea almost anything as much as you can teach a congressman, and people laughed 120 years ago. Oh, maybe we ought to be a little frightened today that these people have so much power over our lives, that we've had some of the finest politicians in Washington, D.C. that money could buy. Well, we need more statesmen who will do what's right and abide by the oath they've sworn to uphold the Constitution. Well, Sydney, I'm glad to hear. I know we had Mark Lerner on this morning on our early morning program. He's going to be on our late evening program, and Mark is on the front lines of this battle. Goes back to Washington, D.C., and, of course, keeps really thousands of people abreast of what's going on. So at least the PASS ID Act, or hopefully, may be stymied. Is there anything our listeners can do other than, as you suggest, they call the congressmen and their senators and say, we oppose they call it the PASS ID or the ID PASS?
Just PASS Act is what they call it.
All right, the PASS Act.
And more so, the dangers here, and Mark will tell you this, because this is where I learned it. Mark is an amazing person. He knows this inside and out, but he will tell you that the threat is biometrics, that collecting that kind of data from us, our DNA, our fingerprints, our retinal scans, the facial recognition stuff, this is where the danger is. And there are so many pieces of legislation and attempts by the government to collect that kind of information. It's going to be in the healthcare legislation for sure, because they've used this excuse about having that information readily available about everybody, just so they can help you better if you end up in a foreign hospital or something, have your medical records right there. That's the excuse they're using. This kind of information is also in the E-Verify efforts. That is another piece of this whole thing. They're trying to pull it all together. So we have got to stop the biometric collection. And no matter what else you do, whether they, if they pass legislation, whatever they do, we've got to get that out of the legislation, and then we will have won a major victory there if we can achieve that. Of course, we want to stop the bills altogether, but sometimes that's not possible. But congressmen are listening. Mark is amazing. He goes into these congressional offices. He just browbeats them. He's gone into the Department of Homeland Security and told them, you people can't do this. And he knows no fear. And so he has made some major inroads in these places, and there are congressmen listening. It is amazing to me when we talk to congressmen how little they know. They are completely isolated from the world. And when you start talking to them about these things, they say, well, I'm not for that. I don't like that. We'll say, well, you just voted for it. Oh, no, I didn't. They have no clue what this stuff is, and what we're trying to do is educate them to that, and sometimes it works.
Well, all we can do is, Chris, is simply try to get people to think. We've got a health care bill that the congressmen don't have time to read, and of course, they basically. We have so many inconsistencies back there. We have congressmen on voting on legislation regularly. They intentionally keep them so busy. They don't have time to read the legislation. And, of course, they just follow along with what their party leaders tell them or the lobbyists tell them. Well, if they hear from their constituents and they know they're going to be coming up for election next year, just about here in November of next year, the congressmen will listen probably much better than the senators. We've just got to make them understand that if they go along and they accept all the bribes that they get, they paid $150 billion, I think, for about 40 votes when they got through the TARP legislation. $150 billion for 40 votes, or maybe it was 50 votes, get congressmen to switch their votes from one side to the other. That was all, of course, money that was going to be given to their district so they could get reelected. This is how the system works, ladies and gentlemen. And the government uses our own money to destroy us. Well, let's go to Chris, who's calling. And again, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. We've got Chris calling from Kentucky. Hi, Chris. Do you have a question or comment?
Yes, I just agree with everything on this, the biometrics and everything like that. I just got out of the school system before they started that. This is real stuff because with the phone calls being monitored, I'm just not going to fear anymore because what I'm going to do is I'm going to put my God is first. I'm not going to fear these people. We must all be involved and start being activists. Start the more that we can do this, the more they can listen to us. Because we cannot just say, hey, I'm living in fear. There's nothing we can do about it. Then it will continue if we let that happen. We have to get out here.
Amen to God. And you're going to have to put your faith in God and then just do what you should be doing, and that is speaking out in the cause of freedom. Because also remember, they want to destroy Christianity in this country. That's a part of their major thrust. That's why they took God and prayer out of our schools. They knew what they were doing. It wasn't constitutional. Christianity... belief in God is under attack today. Anything else, Chris, you want to say before we let you go?
Yeah, I'll just make a quick call. If anybody wants to call in, please don't be fearful. Just please start talking to neighbors. I start talking to people that I have never heard of Radio Liberty, never heard of GCN, know what's going on, and they don't feel they're in a corner. They're out there. Just get out there and do it. It does. You will have an effect.
There are a lot of people out there who are concerned, and we've got to give them the leadership. God bless, and thanks for everything you're doing. Well, let's go now right to Brad. And where's Brad calling from? Just pass Brad on through, and we'll put him on the air. Well, I guess we'll have Brad here in just a moment or so. But if you'd like to give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. And just remember that freedom is never free, and once lost, will never be regained. Basically, there are people who are using the financial and military power of the United States to pursue a goal, which, of course, is in total violation of the concepts of our Constitution. America is to lead the world into this new world order, the one world government. And they are intentionally shifting the wealth and the manufacturing and the jobs of this country to other countries. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, this is going to impact on everybody out there. And they really have a different view of life. Well, this is somebody's calling from Pine Grove. This is Brad, but I wish our producer just put him through so we could put him on the air. Tom, are there other major issues you'd like to talk about?
Well, let me kind of reiterate what Chris said there a second ago, because he's absolutely right. One of the things that I think happens to our side, the administration or Congress starts talking about legislation, maybe even introducing legislation that they want to make happen. And most of the times it's very horrendous in legislation, and it's very, very scary. But our side starts to talk about it like it's already a done deal. Look what they've done to our country. It's horrible, it's horrible, it's horrible. Let's take a look at the record of Barack Obama in these first seven months that he's been in office. He really hasn't gotten very much. There's a lot of threats. There's a lot of close calls. There's a lot of things still pending. But the fact of the matter is, they knew when they went in there that they needed to have health care. They needed to have the cap and trade bill. Others done right away. And that's why they threw so many things at us all at once. Bang, 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 bang. They've lost that momentum. Letting these congressmen go home for this August recess has been the worst possible thing for them. And they're trying to spin it like, you know, the people who are protesting are not to be listened to, that they're just a bunch of nuts, and that's not the real Americans, and it's AstroTurf, grassroots, and all that kind of stuff. The fact of the matter is, we are scaring the living daylights out of them, and they know it. And every time one of these honest Americans go to one of these town hall meetings and they're protesting and then they're hearing the president call them fake patriots, they just made them madder. That works in our favor. So we have gained some momentum here, And we don't need to be afraid. We need to step it up.
And I think when Nancy Pelosi went on national television and talked about the people who objected at the town halls as carrying Nazi flags, you know, she lost a lot of credibility. Well, let's go to a Brad is calling from Pine Grove, California. Hi, Brad. How are you doing?
Dr. Stan, you and Genesis are my heroes. You are the last element of sanity left in the world.
Well, of course, Tom DeWeese is an element of sanity, too, and he's doing a great job. So
yes, he is. And so is Dr. Paul Creek. You had him on last night.
Oh, yes.
The revelation.
Right.
If we don't get people back reading the Bible, I live overlooking the San Joaquin Valley. One-third of our farmland there is dry. They've cut off the water to one-third of the farmers in the San Joaquin Valley. My best friend sells the best beef jerky on the planet. You can drive down Highway 5 like he does 3 days a week and see barren, barren, barren land.
I know what we can
think.
And
right up in the Sierras, we have thousands and thousands of ice caps. 50 miles from where I live.
And they're tearing down the dams across America as fast as they can to create this sort of a problem. And now, of course, they're going to give all the water to the fishes and none to the farmers. And then, of course, pretty soon there's going to be food shortage. Anyway, I got to run. Do you have anything else you'd like to ask our guest?
Dr. Stan, I listen to you every day. I was born in 44. I know everything there is about the New World Order. All you have to do is read the Bible. Thank you for being there. We're listening.
God bless. Thanks very much.
God bless you.
Let's go to Annette from West Virginia. Hi, Annette. How are you?
Oh, good. Thank you. And
is this the Annette I talked to earlier today? No, I find one.
I don't think so.
All right, fine. Let's find another Annette. Anyway, go right ahead.
Mr. DeWeese and also Dr. Monty, I've noticed that I think one of the biggest problems in getting the message across is that somehow or other, the American people have been convinced that they have to vote for the two major parties. And I think that's a mistake. I have not done that for many years, except maybe on a particular local issue. And but I've noticed that the patriotic movement, and especially the Christian patriotic movement, has not has gone along with that idea and has not told people to vote their conscience, whatever the party is.
All right, let's ask Tom. Tom, how do you feel about Annette's remarks?
I agree with her 100%, and I do see that the Christian right particularly seems to play that game with Republicans. They want to be kingmakers, and Chuck Baldwin has fought that a lot. And that is really the wrong way to go.
Remember, Annette, God is not a Republican. Even though I've been a member of the Republican Party for many years, I have not voted the straight party ticket for a long time because they've been taken over by the same people. Hey, God bless you. Thanks very much for calling.
Well, thank you,
bye-bye.
Dr.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here, and right now we've got Jim calling from Alabama. Hi, Jim. How are you doing?
Hey, yes. Thank you so much for your program. I've become addicted to the Genesis Network till we just totally disconnected the TV and live by Genesis 3-4 hours a day, many days. Thank you so much for this guest tonight, and I wanted to make 2 points. Number one is that I'm a Bible thumper and a promoter of the ideas that you and the other guests expressed, but I cannot get anyone to believe it. Down here in the South, I can't find anybody else who'll even listen to Genesis, and so I feel like a loner by myself.
Well, if I can just suggest, Jim, ask them to go to my website, Radio Liberty. That's not Genesis, although we do carry the Genesis programs, but they can go to our Internet site and just tell them we got a lot of fascinating people. And
yep.
Who knows, maybe they'll start out thinking we're crazy, and before long they're afraid we're not.
I've concluded that, yes, we should do everything your guest says and what you've said through the weeks about taking a stand and so forth. But in the end, I believe that America is going to suffer because just like ancient Israel, the country's got to suffer for returning its back on its creator. Now, maybe those of us who think like you do will be spared much of this, But in the end, I think America has got to suffer greatly before any repentance is going to come about.
Well, I think you may be right, but our job is to do our best and not just to go right ahead, do what we believe is right, and hope that God does intervene. I'm afraid he might. We might not like what he does. Anyway, God bless him. Thanks so very much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay, fine, Tom. You got 1 minute to wrap up the program.
Well, this whole total surveillance society that we have coming to us, this is what we have got to keep our eyes on. If the government gets the power, and they've already got a lot of it, but they don't have it all to be able to watch everything we think, do, and say, there is no freedom. There's no possibility of freedom. Government never, ever gives up its power once it's got it. We've got to make sure they don't get it. So we need to stop the PASS Act. We need to stop any attempt to collect biometric information for any reason. It is not necessary for government to have it, and it will not keep us safer. And once they've got it, we are not safer. We're not free.
You're absolutely right, and I agree with you, and we'll do everything we can to get our people, and we had Jim Lerner on this morning. We're going to have him on again this evening. God bless you. Thanks for everything you do, Tom. And that was a wonderful, wonderful program you put on.
Well, I'm so glad you were there.
God bless. Thanks so very much. Okay, fine. Well, our guest is Tom DeWeese. I hope you enjoyed our interview with him. Yeah, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest, of course, is Tom DeWeese, and I hope you enjoyed his. He does a great job at keeping abreast of what's going on. He'll be with us once a month. Certainly, if you'd like to understand what's going on from a political point of view, we have a great talk on the planned police state and a syllabus that goes with that. You can get them independently. We have material on concentration camps. We have a DVD, America Behind Barbed Wire. We have the amazing clips. We'll actually hear the congressman talking about the concentration camps at the Iran-Contra hearings. And then, of course, we have other material on the planned concentration camps, on the suspension of our liberties. We suggest people get the concentration camp specials, although you can get the things separately. We have a 4-tape set on concentration camps. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, there really are people out there who do plan on having a Nazi type of dictatorship in America, because the same spiritual force that energized the Nazi movement, the occult forces behind the Nazi movement, are behind the occult forces that exist today. If you haven't heard my talk on the financial Armageddon, where I go into the occult force behind Barack Obama, and I simply quote from people who work for the Lucius Trust, which used to be the Lucifer Publishing House. And they talk about Barack Obama. You'll certainly want to get that. Certainly that information you will not get elsewhere. And then, of course, if you want to put things into their spiritual perspective, our DVD set, there are 10 DVDs there, 5 in each set, part 1, part 2, for the final countdown, and brings things into clear perspective as far as the spiritual battle that is taking place today. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. You can listen to our programs there. 9 hours a day on the satellite feed. Of course, some of them are rebroadcast, but 4 hours live, archive, MP3 blog. You need to help us get the information out. And then, of course, we do hope that some of you out there will give serious consideration to joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters as we reach out, 5 hours every day to 33 stations on the weekend. But it's an expensive proposition, and if you are in a position to help, we'd love to hear from you. I also want to remind you about the conference. It's on October 25th here at the Aptos Seascape Golf Course on the North Shore in Monterey Bay. A beautiful time of year, a beautiful place to hold a meeting, and we hold it there every year, and we always get a good turnout. We hope you can come this year. We charge $49.95. You get lunch, and you help us, of course, pay for bringing speakers in from all over the world. But it's an all-day-long conference. People come year after year. They enjoy it, and I'm sure you will, too. That's October 25th. And if you want to come, Call us at 1-800-544-8927. If you're coming from elsewhere, why, you certainly want to get your hotel room at a reduced rate. Now, of course, the price goes up after the September 24th or September 25th, but we did reserve a block of rooms at a reduced rate. So again, our number is 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-5-HIV, WAR. Then, of course, we encourage our listeners to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, or watch the DVD. You can even watch it for nothing up on the Internet, simply under our section on videos. You can actually hear my talk, or you should get the DVD with the talk on the Forbidden Secret. Because there is a secret that's been passed down through the mystery religions and the occult secret societies for 5,000 years. And they really are working to bring about a world government. You want to read what they say about it, the book, The Secret Destiny of America, The Secret Destiny of America. Firstly, the book is not on a regular catalog list because we don't want people to think we approve of it, but if you're a researcher, The Secret Destiny of America, The Secret Teachings of All Ages are available from Radio Liberty. Please pray for America, pray for revival, but pray for Radio Liberty for our provision and our protection. And so until tomorrow at the same time, may the Lord be with you.